I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Airspace. It's not just a highway to the danger zone for Top Gun pilots. Airspace is crucial for landfills, too. Constructing a modern landfill is a lot like erecting a pyramid. Engineers first dig a shallow, wide pit. Impermeable layers of clay and plastic films line the pit. Perforated pipes basket weave across the bottom of the cavity. They will collect the toxic garbage juice, or leachate, that oozes out of trash. Each day's rubbish delivery must be flattened into a compact layer by huge machines with spiky wheels. More pipes are used to vent out the hazardous, flammable gases produced as materials break down. Methane is the most abundant gassy byproduct of a landfill. Burning or flaring this earth-heating gas creates less harmful molecules. Landfills can grow hundreds of feet tall over a lifespan. When they max out their airspace, they are capped or sealed under more impermeable layers. The gargantuan mound or cell is seeded with grasses to hold the soil in place. Landfill operators monitor and maintain the capped cell for another 30 years. By diverting food scraps from the waste stream, ordinary people are mavericks who make landfills cheaper, cleaner, and safer to maintain. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.